everyone. This is Jesse Bowen, and welcome to the Become an Author program. I'm so excited. You know, we've just launched this program, and I'm meeting so many exciting individuals who are authors, who are writing books. It's sort of like the red car. You know, you never see a red car, and you buy one, and every time you turn around, there's a red car. So that's sort of how it is in the publishing business, is that I'm discovering so many brilliant writers who have found different topics to write on. Our program is about educating you that everyone has a story, you just have to get it out. And what we want to do is to bring to you individuals that are authors. You would never expect they're authors, and the different ways they're using their books to promote themselves, to monetize their business, to do some amazing things. So again, I am with Elite Publications, and that's Elite Publications with an S there. And our website is www.elitepublications.org. And if you're interested in, you know, becoming a published author, printing your books, we're a full service company. So please let us know how we can help you. So I've got these two amazing gentlemen here today. Now, just so happened they're martial artists. Now, our focus is not just martial artists. I'm a martial artist and, you know, deeply involved in the martial arts. And, you know, we have, just so happens, this is the people I'm hanging out with. But it doesn't matter what your business is, your profession. We really focus on Christian authors, autobiographies, motivational authors. We will do technique type things, but we're probably not the company for that, not to run anyone away. But I have a really specific focus, and that's how can I change the world? And, you know, really looking for people with a great message of how to be able to do that. And these guys here both come with that today. So we have Daniel Burrell, and then we have Chris. Kanatsky. Kanatsky. We were practicing on that, and I got right there, and I'm going, don't blow it. And I guess what I said, what happened when I said don't blow it? I went there and blew it. But anyway, hey, Chris, great to have you guys on. So let's talk a little bit about your book. So Chris, why don't we start with you? Why don't you tell us a little bit about your book, and give us your website address so we can go there and be checking it out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And actually, I have two books too, but I'll be definitely happy to speak about the first one. So my website address is chrisnatsky.com. That's C-H-R-I-S, N as in Navy, A-T-Z as in zebra, K-E.com. And my first book that I published back in 2013 is called Black Belt Leadership. So I was getting started on a professional speaking career at the time, and had a mentor who was the founding president of the National Speakers Association here in Colorado, and pulled me aside one day and asked how my book was going. And I sheepishly told him it hadn't started yet. And he looked at me and he said, Chris, always remember, writers speak and speakers write. And he turned and walked away. And I thought, there was the message. It was, it delivered. So after that, I got working on my book.
Okay. And I know you have what's your second book?
My second book is called Breaking Through. And this was published in 2021. In addition to my keynote speaking, I also do a corporate board breaking experience. And so that book was designed for that. I had been doing several of these even here in the Denver area. And I would see people out and about who had gone through the experience. And in that experience, what they do is they write their breakthrough they want to have on one side of the board. And on the other side of the board, they write the limiting beliefs that they have that have held them back. And then they break the board. And everyone told me what an amazing experience it was. And I'd see him out and about, and they'd say, you know, that board is still, it's in my office. I look at it every day. And I said, great, but how's the breakthrough going? And sometimes they'd say it was going well and sometimes not so well. So I thought, I need to give them a book to be able to support them on that journey after they had the board breaking experience with me.
Wow. Wow. That's great. We're going to come back and chat about that because that's really super interesting. Hey, Dan, tell us a little bit about your book and how can we get it?
My book is A Martial Arts Guide to Failing Your Way to Success. And that is me getting punched on the book cover there. That took about 50 attempts, real punches, to get one photo to work on that one. I've been writing that for about 10 years, actually. And it was part of a blog that I was doing for my website. It was just something for my students at the time. I didn't really expect to do much with it, but it was just me talking to my students. Conversations come up in class, and I want to focus in on what we're actually training versus all the extra discussions that would take another hour after class to do it. And it just got me thinking. So I started writing those things for newsletters and the blogs and kept going. And I would do that every month. I'd put out a couple chapters, and about 10 years into it, I said, I should probably just stop writing right now and get this published. And COVID gave me that chance, unfortunately. So I took most of the downtime for COVID to finally get it edited and published and get it out there. So that can be found at my studio, obviously, but Amazon and some of the major bookstores.
Okay. And what is your website?
It is borellmartialarts.com, and Borell is B-O-U-R-E-L-L-E.
All right, great. And, you know, really, this is really coincidental, or there's no coincidence in life that, you know, I know, Chris, you know, I'm a corporate educator, and, you know, my story goes back to the same thing. I was teaching classes. My first book was actually a training manual that we printed out on our printer, and we digital cameras were coming out. We took our photographs and never thought about doing a book. We printed out, all of our students were required to have a martial arts notebook so they could take notes of what I was saying in class and all of those things. And we put all the techniques on it. And, you know, we used it in the school for, I guess, 5 or 6 years. And I became the martial arts instructor for Duke University. So then that transferred over to the university, and the university made it a required reading for all of my students. And actually, it was only about 3 or 4 years ago that I took all everything from the paper version of it that we had in there, and we then put it into a book, which led to an online class. So all of these things are very powerful tools. But I know the coaching aspect, so many martial artists, and also for you too, Dan, is that they get involved in the martial arts, and they think of teaching in the classroom, or if you said go to a company, they feel like, I got to go teach him karate, you know, which is the wrong thing that we have as martial artists. Again, everyone, today is a martial arts day. I've got all my martial arts friends here. There's so many powerful things that we teach and that we do that people do it, but they don't really recognize the value. So when we slow it down and we begin to break that down, you can now see the value. And Chris, you know, corporations and companies, they're looking for the art of war. They're looking for a philosopher to come in and say, well, how do you turn that black belt into corporate training? You know, I'm a corporate educator for Duke Corporate Education, Duke CE, and I travel the world doing seminars, and same thing you're doing. I'm doing the board breaking experience. My program is called Breaking Through Barriers, the Karate Experience. And, you know, I've been doing that now for close to 10 years. I'm in New York in a few weeks for American Express. My last seminar before the pandemic was actually with Nike. So, you know, we're taking these, what we do, and I walk into my karate uniform and my hakama on, and I take my, this ship, my samurai sword all over the world, and I whip it out and I cut this straw mat. And so it is empowering, but that's what we're talking about. And again, when I'm finished, they get a copy of my book. And my book is called The New You Self-Discovery System. And this is about empowerment training. So we can take anything and make that happen. So how did you get involved? I know you were telling us about your mentor, and I thought that was very interesting. And repeat that again, what he told you and what motivates you to begin on that process.
Yeah, well, he told me, he said, he had asked me how my book was going. And then when I told him it wasn't in fact being written, he said, writers speak and speakers write. And
That's
then walked away. And the other side of this too, which was martial art related, is right around that time, I was getting ready to test at that time for my 7th degree black belt. And one of my other instructor, I have two instructors, Bill Wallace, and then my taekwondo instructor, J.K. Lee, had a requirement when you would test is you had to write an essay. And so I wrote this essay called the seven qualities of black belt excellence, which I was testing for 7 degrees of black belt. And during the course of my performance, I would have one of my top students or one of my boys, I have two sons, read one of those essays, or one of the seven essays. And after that performance, the woman I was dating at the time turned to me and said, well, that's your keynote. So they all kind of came full circle. And I think that's the thing about with us as martial artists and any speaker and writer for that matter, it's about being authentic. You know, for a while I was thinking about walking away from using the whole martial art motif. And I had a coach almost grab me by the collar and said, you know, what are you thinking about? You know, that's your unique selling proposition. That's who you are authentically. So be that. And so it's just kind of taken off from there.
Wow, that is great. And I know, Dan, for you, I know your students really appreciate that. Let's talk about the martial arts business, because I know you have an after-school program. So that book really makes you stand out in your area, because when someone's on the website and they're searching for martial arts schools and they see that you're an author and you're writing about success and they're looking for a school to have a positive change in their child's life, imagine that, you know, that could be just that book could make the difference in someone choosing your school and someone choosing someone else's school.
It is. And it's a big selling point with my after school program in particular is I go beyond just the punching, the kicking, the throwing, the joint locks, whatever it may be. And the program is designed to make a better behaved student, just an overall quality of life, which we all know as martial artists, it's just, we don't always know when we first step into the door. So when I get like parents that come in and take a tour of the facility, that's the first thing we talk about. I say, yeah, we teach martial arts. That's 45 minutes out of a 3-hour day. The rest is teaching them how to take care of the studio, how to be polite, what to say, how to de-escalate a situation. There's so much to go over with that stuff. And it was probably the biggest reason I started the after school was I was finding I had a few students for 45 minutes, an hour, once or twice a week. I felt like I wasn't getting anything other than teaching them a form or some self-defense techniques. It wasn't enough. And I thought, well, if I could have them longer and more often, this would be beneficial. And that's essentially talking to another friend here in town that he was running an after-school program, a highly successful one. And I said, tell me everything you know. I want to do the same thing because I want 3 hours with these kids. And I saw the skill level go up, and I also saw the behavior improve dramatically. And the parents love it. The kids love it. It goes beyond what we think of as martial arts, because we all three of us know it's way more than a punch or a kick going on there. Like you had mentioned before about the business side of things, I got my first job because I was a black belt. Not necessarily because of that, but I know that's why I got it, because the first interview right out of college, for the first 45 minutes of the hour, we were talking about martial arts. He was amazed by it because he didn't understand it. And he realized my passion for it. He realized I was a leadership quality person. And that's what every business wants in their employees, to be a leader. And I had an instructor years ago that he had said something that's still stuck in my brain ever since that I repeat to my students as often as I can. It's like a good black belt does what he's told. A great black belt already had it done. And that's the mindset of martial arts as a black belt is, we just know what needs to be done, go do it. And that works in business. It works in life. Yeah. So it's high quality all around. And it's not just the physical side of things.
Right, right. Well, becoming an author empowers you. And that's what I try to relay to people when they're thinking about writing. Because when you begin to sit down and write, you become creative. You say, well, I'm not a great writer. In today's technology and time, you don't have to be a great writer. Having a great thought, having a great concept. Now, I generally tell my clients when I start to talk about becoming an author, there are three reasons a person would actually consider becoming an author. Number one is something I always wanted to do. Now, that's the easiest way. That might be a biography book that you write for your grandchildren, maybe where you're telling your story. Maybe that has 25, 30 pages in there, some family pictures. That could be an ebook. It can be just personal. You don't, Barnes and Noble doesn't have to carry that type of book. That type of book is personal to you. The second reason that a person would write a book is because they wanted to do something for them. And now the three of us, you know, that moves into one of our phases is that we wanted to do something for us. We wanted to, Dan, for you is to, you know, influence your martial arts school. You stand out, you've written a success book, and anyone that's looking for their kids to change their lives or wanting to change their life, you know, they, you know, I would make it mandatory. Every student had to own a copy of my book. You know, that's your mark. If you're not, that's your marketing tip. You know, you have to know what's in my head. So, but you know, that's number one is to grow what you're doing in your martial arts program. When someone sees that, you know, you're a little bit different than the other three guys. They've got world champion, they have all the karate trophies, and many times parents cannot even connect to that side, or they may think you're a violent beast or something because they see all your trophies you won. But now they pull out your book, they see your smiling face, that punch going towards the head, you know, you get it. And so, you know, so, and also for you, Chris, it's the same thing. You know, your book, like I said, opens the door for you. You know, at Duke University, I started teaching martial arts as a part of the physical education program, but that was it. I had three schools. I had just finished being a coordinator for the Olympic Festival and the Olympic Committee, and I met all these people and said, "How would you like to teach at Duke University?" I'm going, okay. I was there for 27 years, but when Duke CE, which is a part of the business school, asked me to be their corporate educator, I'm a certified coach, life coach. I'm a certified business coach, goal success coach, certified sports hypnosis coach. So I have all these certifications, and I'd already written 20 books up to that time. So there was a no-brainer. And, you know, okay, I came in, I did a demonstration for American Express, and they said, "Well, we want someone to come in to break a board." And that was the only reason they had me. I'm the karate guy, break a board. But when they discovered I was a coach and I'd written all these books, they called me up a week later and said, "Well, hey, how would you like to, do you have a passport? Would you like to be a corporate educator for us?" I said, "Sure." Says, "Do you have a passport?" I said, "Yeah." Says, "Well, can you be in Switzerland in 2 weeks?" I'm going, okay. So my first experience as a corporate educator was with Swiss Re in Switzerland, which Swiss Re is the bank that insures all the other banks across the world, throughout the world. So just, but it was because I had these books. So when you become an author, you open that door. And, you know, Chris, I know you were saying the same thing that, you know, as a speaker and as an author and then has a black belt, because when you say the word black belt, people have a certain expectations. So that really makes your job, easy for you. So that book helps to be able to prop that door open. Well, I'm not just a coach, I'm also an author, and I have written on this particular topic. And the third reason is to monetize yourself. And monetizing yourself is that, okay, I want to write a book, and there's a lot of people that would like to read my book. And so now that's the most complicated one, because that requires you to become a good marketer. So if you're a self-publishing author, you may sell 25, 30 books to your family and your closest friends. You know, if you have a traditional publishing company, then and maybe they even give you money, but until they get their money back, they don't give you any more money. So that can be a downfall, and you lost a whole lot of control. So a self-publishing author is a really good way to be, because you are actually in that control. So let's talk about that for a few moments about monetizing your books. And I know for So let's start with you, Chris. I know you're monetized your book that that is in. I imagine in your coaching plan, when you quote someone to come in and do a seminar, I imagine you quote your book in that. So let's talk about monetizing that book a little bit.
Absolutely. Yeah. Any talk that I give, any board breaking experience that I do, corporate board breaking experience, part of that discussion is to encourage them to purchase the book. I'll give them a minor discount on the book to buy them in bulk. And generally speaking, what will happen is, this is maybe more in the speaking world, but they'll have a speaking budget, and then companies will also have an educational budget. So, you know, generally what I'll say is if they balk at the price, say, well, I know that might be the speaking budget, but you have an educational budget. And almost always they'll say yes. So then it becomes part of it. And the thing that's great about that is, many times when we make an impact on someone, we have an impact in that moment. But when they purchase the book, or when they acquire the book, they're taking a piece of us home with them. And now we're continuously on their mind. And then also what I've done to monetize is, each one of those books has a corresponding online program to it as well. So if people are interested in the book, they can, oftentimes when I do events, we'll have a package that will put together my book, the online program, and a 45-minute coaching coaching session. So what I'm doing in that breakthrough period is I'm basically incorporating all the things that I do and introducing them to the work that I do as well.
I like you, Chris. You know, that's the same thing. I hadn't even got to that part yet, because when you continue to monetize, it's like, as I said, my karate program, I have the karate book, but we also have the online courses for each belt rank that goes through. We have the manuals that went with that. Now, you know, as an author, I published two books, and both of them are called, guess what? Become an Author. That's the name of this program. And that's why am I doing that? Because I'm building that brand, Become an Author. And so one of the books is called Become an Author. The other one is called Become an Author for Martial Artists. So there's also the course. You can go online. We have a Become an Author course. We have a program I'm teaching now online. It's called Authorpreneur. And that is training people, how do you create a six-figure revenue from your book? How do you make those things happen? So we take one thing, and the door keeps expanding and expanding with the opportunities. But if you don't have a book, then you cannot expand that opportunity. When you have a book in the 21st century and technology, you can actually be able to do that. So Dan, let's go to you. Let's talk about monetizing. So what's some ideas and some things that you're doing?
I'm still learning on this one, because I'm pretty new to getting the book out and trying to figure out different ways to get it promoted. The two big things that I do, one, and you had mentioned it before, is every student. It's already worked into the cost. So every student that comes in, they get a book, and it was written for them specifically, so it would help them to read it. And I purposely made it for all age students. There's no harsh language or anything. There's some difficult topics in there that I tell some of the parents to, you know, if they have a younger kid, read it ahead of time, and then they can pass on some information. But other than that, it's for those students. So I make sure they all have that. Beyond that, the big thing, what I'm trying to do, obviously social media type stuff is big, and still trying to learn that aspect of it. And then a lot of networking events, those are starting to kick back up around here. You know, with the shutdowns from COVID, everything was sit inside, don't talk to people, don't go near anybody. And now that it's starting to release, I'm like, I want to talk to everybody. So I'm trying to get out as much as I can and set up booths. We always go to schools and whatnot. Anytime there's a booth to set up, I'm trying to get out there. If I can see somebody in person, I know that's the best way to connect with them. But beyond that, I'm still learning when it comes to trying to promote.
Well, you know, you did a great job, because guess what? You were featured in our magazine this past month. Yep. And our magazine is the Martial Arts, Extraordinaire magazine. And you put an advertisement in there. So guess where you are today? You're actually on our show, because we're continuing to market you. And this is what we do in our magazine. We feature And it's just a martial arts magazine. So we feature martial artists in there. So we built this podcast to be able to continue to market you and support you with your book and, you know, to help you to be able to grow. You know, you invested an advertisement in there. So we just didn't sell you an ad and send it out to 30,000 people. We actually did that. And those 30,000 people, they're going to get this podcast so they can know you personally with you know, who you really are and to be able to connect with your book. And so, you know, there's a lot of ways that you can market your book. So that's that. Those are my three tips today to think about. If you want to become an author, you ask yourself the question, why? Now, everyone has a story and you begin to write from wherever you are. So guess what? I was a bowling instructor for Duke University. I turned pro on a PBA tour. Guess what I have? I have a book. It's called Zen Bowling, The Psychology of Better Bowling. I teach meditation. Guess what it's called? Zen Mind Body Meditation System. So you see, whatever you are doing right now, you can write about it. You can write about your life experience. And, you know, that's the great thing. So you say, well, I don't have anything to write about. All I can do is write about the martial arts. You see, there's so many things you are doing with your own life and so many things you have overcome that would really inspire the lives of others. So Chris, any last words from you?
Yeah, well, you know, two things, I guess. You know, one of the things that you just said is about our own stories. I have a mentor of mine that when I was getting ready to write and develop my coaching and my speaking business, he pulled me aside and he said, Chris, you need to remember something. The things that you think are ordinary, other people think are extraordinary. And that always stuck with me. And, you know, because I think that we can get in, we're so close to the things that we do, the people that we are, we may not think there's anything special about it, but other people do. The other thing I just want to leave, this is a technique that I've used from stage now for a couple of years, and it totally turned my ability to sell books from the front of the room 180 degrees. And generally on stages, when I was asked, you know, I was told that there is no selling from the room, and that's fine because sometimes people will pay you to speak and then they don't want you selling products. But when I have people come up on stage with me, is I'll work with them, whatever. And when we're done, I'll hold up one of my books to my heart, right? And I'll say, you know, Jesse, thanks so much for helping me today. I really appreciate it. I'd like to give you a complimentary copy of my book. In fact, after we're done, go back to my autograph table and I'll be happy to sign it for you. So now what I've done subliminally in the audience, I've made them go, oh, he's got a book. And as I said before, most people unfortunately won't read this whole thing, but they want to take a piece of us home with them. And so when I started doing that, then giving the book, I literally doubled my book sales. From my previous place. So that's just a little tip out there for people that are out speaking and using their book. I started to do that. It revolutionized my book sales.
Oh man, that is really super awesome. You know, we really need to get together because there's some things I'm doing and that you're doing, and we're both moving in the same direction. And I think if we teamed up in some of these things, we can move a whole lot faster and we can get a whole lot more done. So I'm going to definitely be reaching back out to you. Hey, Dan, any follow-up things you want to say to us?
Just repeating what you both had said, tell your own story. That's the big thing I learned when I was writing my book. I didn't have a lot of stories about myself. I was writing about my students and technique and some other stuff, and they liked it. But when I started throwing stories in about how I failed miserably, They perked up and said, oh, you too. Like, oh, you went through this too. Like, oh, we all went through this just in a different way. And so I when I went through and published the book and edited all these chapters, I put personal stories in there, and they're very embarrassing, but they're true and people love it. And that's what really drew people in. And that's why the students stick around, is they know I'm honest to them about these things. I'm not perfect. It doesn't take long to figure that out. So they enjoy seeing other people make mistakes and know that it didn't bother them. They made it through too. So they're going to do the same thing.
Wow. Hey guys, this has been, I'm totally inspired, and thank you, because every time I have guests like you guys come on, I get better. I become motivated and very excited about things that we have going on and how we can make the world a better place. And hey, coming up in Las Vegas, we're going to be doing a special tribute, Chris, to your instructor and my friend and teacher, Bill Superfoot Wallace. That's going to be coming up in Las Vegas, July the 15th and 16th. And we're going to be doing, guess what? We're going to be doing a book. It's a book about Bill Wallace, and people will be able to put their Bill Wallace thank yous in the book, talk about their martial arts experience. And we will probably have 300 or 400 people showing up in Vegas. It's going to be a great event. So I hope you guys can be able to make it. But everyone, this is Jesse Bowen with Elite Publications. You can go to our website. That's www.elitepublications.org. You know, I'll set up a free coaching session to talk about your idea, your concept, give you positive input on your project and how you can be a part of our team of making the world a better place. Everyone, this is Jesse Bowen, and thank you.